Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula sa Visayas, kung di ako nagkakamali sa Bacolod, si Tina Canyeso-Yo ng Plantsville Health. Magandang araw!
Hello, Maridel. Good afternoon.
Maayong hapon sa imo.
Maayong hapon sa imo.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, ang interest mo sa organic o mga gawaing organic ay napukaw ng cinnamon. Tama ba?
Yes, yes. No, actually, Maridel, before I got into Philippine cinnamon in 2017, nag-start talaga ako ng organic gardening sa bahay noong 2013 pa. So, nung nag-organic gardening ko sa bahay, asin ako talaga yung nagpupul ng grass, nagtatanim talaga ako. Pinag-aralan ko talagang organic gardening.
So,
but because I have a small garden, I sabi ko, I will plant foods that are super, no? And one of those is cinnamon. Eh, that time, nagbablog din ako. So, syempre, when you blog, you research on everything. So, during my research, na-discover ko na ay yung cinnamon pala, meron din sa Philippines.
Alam mo, kay Dr. Doronila ko lang nalaman na nagmula may cinnamon pala sa Pilipinas. Parang hindi natin iisipin, hindi ba?
Yes.
Kasi pag sinabi mong cinnamon, para siyang imported. Nabibili mo siya sa bote, powdered, di ba? Gagamitin mo siya para sa baking, sa pagluluto. Pero marami pala siyang gamit.
Yes. Actually we have 19 endemic species of cinnamon in the Philippines. But remember, Maridel, yung Philippines was colonized by Spain for our spices. And that spice was cinnamon.
Oo, nakwento nga ni Dr. Doronila na yun talaga ang pinunta nila dahil parang malaginto ang presyo noon nung araw, hindi ba?
Yes. Whoever finds the source of cinnamon at that time, which was called the gold dust of Europe, it's like finding an oil field. You get rich talaga. So that's why si Magellan, although he was halfway across the globe, he really looked for the source of cinnamon.
Paano naman napukaw yung interest mo sa cinnamon?
So when I was blogging, I discovered, uy, we have cinnamon pala na atin talaga. So, pero tinignan ko, mga 95 to 98% of our cinnamon, ini-import natin. So, kung ba't pa tayo nag-i-import, eh, may sarili naman tayong cinnamon. So, when I started knowing more about it, I discovered and I learned that the cinnamon pala was getting endangered in the Philippines. Sabi ko, so, it's such a pity naman na we have a treasure that naturally grows here. In their computation, about one-third of the landmass of the Philippines, there were cinnamon trees growing naturally, pero nawala sila. So sabi ko, it's really a great opportunity to save the Philippine cinnamon. Kasi aside from, as a species, we should not turn away from endangered ones. We have to save them. And especially cinnamon, kasi marami siyang uses for food, medicine, and cosmetics. And there's a large market for it. So sabi ko, there's a economic and social potential in this species.
At sa Plantsville Health, yun ang ginagawa ninyo.
Yes. So when I learned that the Philippines has endemic species of cinnamon pala. So syempre, napukaw talaga interest. Ano tsura ng cinnamon? So mabuti na lang, may kaibigan ako who works in the Provincial Environment Management Office. I called her. Her name is Luisa. Sabi ko, Luisa, we have cinnamon pala here in the Philippines and it's called Kalingag, Kaningag. Marami siyang names all over the country kasi it's native nga. Sabi niya, oh yeah, we have it in Don Salvador Benedicto. So sabi ko, sige, can I go with you? So sabi, then she brought me there and I met the farmers and then I told them, what if gawin siya nating project? I saw the tree, I smelled it, it's so good. Of course, I read about it already. It's being used as food and medicine. So yun na. Then that is when we started doing the project.
May background ka ba sa botany or?
Wala talaga. Although I really like the subject of biology, and I really liked gardening since I was a child, and I actually really like plants, no? I actually think I was a garden fairy in my past life. Kasi I like sleeping in the garden. I really like trees. And then in my younger days, I would hike in the mountains. So the interest was there. But by also my background was I studied community development economics. And then I was in corporate work for 15 years. And I was really in business ever since. So kaya nakita ko yung potential for the Philippines naman.
So perfect yung community development background mo sa pag-develop mo ng cinnamon at pagtrabaho mo sa mga farmers dyan, hindi ba?
Yes. Kasi parang nakikita ko na maraming mga reforestation projects in the Philippines na after a while, ganun pa rin yung sitwasyon. So sabi ko, there must be a more sustainable way of doing this. And as I work with the farmers, I realized na, syempre, the farmers are poor, no? Whatever resource they have, they will use it so they can support their livelihood. And in the case of Philippine cinnamon, Kaningag, they didn't actually know that Kaningag is cinnamon, and the only way that they process is to make it as charcoal. Kaya siya nauubos.
Kinakaingin.
Kaingin talaga yon. Sabi ko, what if we process it in a way that it doesn't die? It doesn't die, and yet we still continue to earn. So that's why I looked now for products that you can make of cinnamon. But syempre, swerte naman ako kasi cinnamon is widely used all over the world. So, ang daming opportunities na pwedeng gawin. So, we started with bark, and then sabi ko, what do we make next aside from the bark? Na meron naman tayong products dito. So, yun, alam mo naman product development. Maraming product development yan. Tapos, may isa na papatok. So, isa sa pumatok sa amin was the Philippine Cinnamon Coco Sugar. Kasi, yung cinnamon is a natural, tawag dito, spice na tinitingnan nila that reduces, yung that controls yung blood sugar. Kasi may insulin action siya eh. Mm. So sabi ko, tamang-tama palaga ang coco sugar kasi it's also low glycemic. Yung mga diabetics, kumakain nun. Grabe, ang sarap pala nun. Especially yung organic. Sabi ko, this is a really good product na masarap siya as food, medicinal pa. Yun.
At tulad ng maraming mga bagay nung panahon ng pandemya, nahanapan mo to na maging oportunidad din para sa'yo at sa cinnamon, hindi ba?
Yes, that's true. In the Philippines, yung lockdown kasi nangyari nung March. Pero, nagdi-distill na kami doon. No? In the mountains kasi, when we started harvesting the cinnamon, we only got the bark. So, pero ang leaves, naiiwan lang. So, sabi ko, sayang naman tong leaves, itatapon lang natin. Is there something that we can do about it? So, even before the pandemic, so sabi ko, syempre nagbabasa ako, di ba? And then nakita ko, oh, they distill pala the cinnamon leaves. So, nag-distill ako ng cinnamon leaves. And then I sold the cinnamon essential oil, ubo siya kaagad. Pero, hindi pa masyado kilala ng mga tao yung hydrosol or aromatic water. Kaya nung when the pandemic hit, marami akong stock noon. So, nung nag-lockdown na nung March, sabi ko, naku, kailangan ko mabenta yung aking cinnamon na aromatic water. Otherwise, masisira yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ko, ano kayang gawin ko? Isip. Tapos sabi ko, ay naku, pwede ko palang... Kasi nung nakita ko siya, pinatest ko siya kaagad. Eh. The aromatic water itself already kills 83%. Pero nung binenta ko siya, hindi siya bumibenta. Kaya kasi pala, yung mga tao, hinahanap nila na 99% na has to clear 99% germs. Naswerte ako kasi I met Dr. Dorolila, and then he's our science, he's our science advisor. And then doon ko na-realize, oh, we should mix it with alcohol because it's only ethanol that will kill up to 99%. So yun. So swerte naman ako kasi I'm from Negros, maraming sugarcane dito, and a lot of ethanol is manufactured here. So while it was lockdown, I started calling the alcohol companies, and that's when I was able to come up with a sanitizer using the Philippine cinnamon essential aromatic water, ethanol, and essential oil.
At ito nga yung naging oportunidad para magkaroon ka ng, kung hindi ka nagkakamali, parang maliit na funding mula rin sa Australia?
Oh, yes. So, di ba, marching lockdown. Nung January noon, I joined a group. They're a social enterprise enabler. A group composed of the Ophelia Foundation, the Australian Embassy in the Philippines, and United Nations Development Program. When they called for innovation during the pandemic. I presented my innovation. And then they said, oh, sige, it's a good product. Why don't you scale it up? So they gave us funding for the purchase of a bigger distiller.
So maganda, hindi ba? Kahit malayo si Dr. Doronila, nagkaroon pa rin ng pagtutulungan, lalo na yung mga panahon ng pandemya. Nakakatuwang isipin na dahil sa teknolohiya, nagkakaroon ng ugnayan.
That's true, that's true. And the support of Dr. Doronila is far-reaching. Ha? Kasi the more we're able to develop products, the more convinced the farmers that really, the cinnamon na dati inuuling lang, marami pala siyang pwedeng gawin. So after nung lockdown, I was able to go up na to the mountains. I brought my product. At grabe tuwang-tuwa sila. Sabi ka, ito na pala yung dahon na ina-harvest namin. Nga pwede pala siyang gawing ganito. So they're so amazed.
So imbis na parang makakalbo yung kagubatan, nagkakaroon nga rin ng oportunidad para magtanim at payamanin pa yung cinnamon sa atin.
Yes. At yung cinnamon as a tree, no, naturally, maganda siya yung structure niya kasi when you cut, di ba, isa, yung tree, you cut it, no, isa yung trunk niya, nako, the cinnamon will bounce back by giving you 10 more trunks.
So yun pala yung the gift that keeps on giving, ika nga nila.
As in, grabe talaga siya. I'm so amazed by this tree talaga.
At sa susunod, layunin mo namang dalin ang mga produkto mo para makita naman dito sa Australia kung yan ka nagkakamali.
Thank you for saying that. We're hoping that we can send our products to Australia para two things, no? So that Filipinos could really learn that we have the Philippine cinnamon and these are the products from the Philippine cinnamon. What we'd like, and of course there's the business side wherein we really have to look for markets kasi, you know, medyo mahal yung cinnamon and we'd like to find a market that can actually appreciate our product and is able to buy it. But the other reason for it is we'd really like to bring back the cinnamon industry in the Philippines. Kasi, syempre, you know naman na as more people buy a certain crop or a certain species, the farmers would be encouraged to plant more. Yan. So, we'd really like to bring back the Philippine cinnamon value chain, the industry itself.
Syempre, sustainable livelihood, hindi ba?
Correct, correct.
Maraming salamat, Tina Canyeso Yo ng Plantville Health at hanggang sa susunod.
Thank you, Maridel, for this opportunity.
Mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.